The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
A joke, Jeffy? A joke? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
A joke? Jay Feely, former NFL kicker, and I think he's a Michigander. Or at least
bless
went to
heart.
Michigan. Anyway, you're calling what he did a joke?
Well, no.
In today's world?
It was...
Let me explain. I'm going to tweet out a link so you can see it for yourself. He tweeted a picture posing with his daughter and her prom date, where he stepped between them as they took the photo. He has his left arm around his daughter. In his right hand, a pistol. A handgun.
Oh, my gosh.
On the side where her date is. And then the caption, wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a great time at prom. Hashtag bad boys.
Come on now. That's good stuff.
Brandishing a gun, Jeff.
His finger's not on the trigger. His finger's not on the trigger. He's NRA trained.
Threatening her date with a gun.
Reminding the date.
Some people see that as a threat. And in today's world, is that appropriate?
Yes. Yes, it is. Heard of Harvey Weinstein? Yes, it is.
So he tweets that out there, and not so shockingly, some people had a problem
with it. Of course. Of course they did.
The down
melting
began. How
dare you protect
your
daughter in the Me Too movement? How dare you protect your daughter? How dare you?
Okay, so
she can take care of herself.
That's funny you bring that up, because not all of the tweets were just about the gun. Some were, but then some stuff like this. He is also, this is one of the comments. He is also apparently sending a message that he owns his daughter.
Yeah, that's what
he's
doing.
And this kid better not trespass on his property.
As a matter of fact, until she's 18, he does.
Than someone else. Not just that, but also that the daughter can't make choices for herself. Wrong for so many reasons.
Oh my gosh. That is absolutely stupid.
Some people commenting with things like, I mean, we get the reference, but this was terrible. Was terribly out of touch with gun safety and out of touch with making that
His
picture.
His finger wasn't even on the trigger.
He's brandishing a gun. He's pointing it at the kid's head, ready to just shoot him in the...
No, but he's not.
He wasn't?
No, it was facing down toward the ground.
Yeah, but it's just a split second. He can have it up there to his head, gun on the trigger.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Horribly out of touch with gun safety, which means they obviously don't know gun safety.
No.
And out of touch with not making the picture and night about you. See, the father was making the picture in the night about him.
Oh, yeah, because maybe he didn't want, the boyfriend or the date to think that it was about him.
Then somebody else tweeted, can you imagine seeing these pics of your son for the first time? In other words, if you were the mom and dad of the kid who was there to pick her up. OMG, I would call the cops on that guy. Yep, call the cops, Jeffy.
That's absolutely agonizing.
Well, you could call the cops on him, right? The cops would show up, and you know what they'd charge him with.
What would they charge him with?
Something, I'm sure. You can't just...
What would they charge him with?
Oh, some sort of brandishing... it wasn't really brandishing. Threatening. Menacing. Sure. Menace. No, none of those apply here.
As long as he is has a license and is able to own that weapon legally, he did nothing wrong.
And then people are saying, what about threatening him? Was he threatening the kid?
Reminding okay. The kid. That perhaps he should have the daughter home on time. And that I hope his daughter had a good time. That's what it was all about. He was wishing her a good time.
So Jay is also a CBS Sports NFL college football analyst. So he has a gig there. And because of those things, I'm guessing that's the reason we got the follow-up tweet. The follow-up tweet being the apology.
Oh, my God. He did not.
Yes. And I feel bad for him that he had to do
this. He did not make enough money that he has to kowtow to ESPN.
He said, the prom pic I posted was obviously intended to be a joke. My daughter has dated her boyfriend for over a year.
So they know each other.
I was joking. Exactly.
They know each other. The parents know each other.
Listen, he's dated her over a year, and they're going to prom, and they're later in their high school career. Guess what? The deed's already been done. You don't have to worry about prom night, Dad.
How?
Seriously.
Dare you. You don't know that.
There's a really good chance.
You don't.
Better chance than not. Over a year. Better chance than not.
No.
Then this kid ain't got game, I'm just saying.
That's not true. He could be in love with her and they could be waiting until they're married.
In today's world?
Yeah.
In our world, when we grew up, yes. In today's world, she might be the aggressor.
I was actually thinking just the opposite.
Just the opposite. Anyways, he continued his tweet and said, "They knew I was joking. I take gun safety seriously. The gun was not loaded and had no clip in it, and I did not intend to be insensitive to that important issue."
Oh, Jay, why?
He had to.
I mean, that's not a bad apology.
No, he's just clarifying. And in the world of apologies, it was better. It's not going to be done, though. You wait. It's not over for him. Then people responded to that and said, saying "I'm kidding" while holding a gun doesn't negate the fact that he's holding a gun. Everyone knows the old quote, "mess with my daughter, get the gun" bit.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? They've forgotten it over the years. And he was reminding everyone. Perhaps we'd be in a better place if people were reminded of that from time to time.
Emphasis on the old, the tweet continued. But guess what? It's not funny, actually. Times have changed, friend.
Have they? Maybe that's the problem, friend.
Lauren DeLuca from Teen Vogue, or Duca, rather. She's been on, I think, Tucker Carlson. We've read some of her BS before.
She definitely makes the rounds, yeah.
Yeah. She put, what do you mean, makes the rounds?
You know exactly what I mean. Hello.
She tweeted in response, no idea wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a violent reminder that I consider her my property.
Oh, my God. Are we serious? Did we seriously take that from that? We don't take, oh, look, there's a dad who loves his daughter and wants her to be safe and doesn't want bad things to happen to her.
Now, call me crazy, but I appreciate consistency. I do. And I consider most jokes okay. I know there's a time and place for them, but I'm not easily offended by stuff.
Jokes are jokes.
They are. You may not like them, whatever. Move on. Get where they're coming from.
For me, there's nothing sacred. But I've had to become more
sensitive to such
sensitive over the past number of years, and I've actually. Well, I've saved some comments to myself.
This is the cleaned up Jeffy.
This is the cleaned up Jeffy. Yes, I've saved
it. Improved.
Even on Twitter, even on social media.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, no, and I do.
Now I've learned. Instead of telling the joke, you just say, like, perhaps I saw a picture at Barbara Bush's funeral as an example.
Right, right.
This weekend.
Uh huh.
And instead of writing the joke, I would just say, "There's a joke here, but timing would be bad."
Right, exactly.
So I'm not going to tell. So that's
keep it in there. Right, exactly. Don't think that I don't know. There's people out there depending on me, expecting something. I know, but right, discretion is the better part of valor. So yeah, same thing. There's very little that I wouldn't joke about.
Oh,
I try to respect other people, time and place, but you move on. Now, all the people that melted, I try to.
Okay.
Try. I don't always get that. For all the people that were upset like this, Lauren Duca or whatever his name is. I don't know how she identifies today. For all of those people, I didn't see the tweet to Obama about the same thing.
Wait.
President Obama, while president, made a similar joke, and we have the audio while he was being interviewed by Barbara Walters.
Now, Malia recently got her first cell phone. Do you monitor it and see who she calls or who she texts?
I give my daughter at this age, I give her a long rope, and there is monitoring because we have rules, but monitoring may be... You never know when I'm going to walk in your room, and I'm going to definitely ask you, who are you talking to, and are you talking about schoolwork? But
and they're not very good at lying. We joke sometimes about how, you know, Malia's getting to the age now, and boys start calling, and you know, sort of, I always talk about how one of the main incentives for running again was continuing Secret Service protections, so that there are men with guns around at all times.
I'm going through Lauren Duca's tweets, and I don't remember her saying, oh, because Sasha and Malia are your property,
yeah,
and you want the Secret Service as a violent reminder that they're your property.
So funny. Another thing I love out of that interview is, oh, they're not very good at lying. I'm trying to teach them. I'm trying to get them there.
You would think they would be better with Michelle and I as parents, all these many years influencing them, but nope, they're
really
not
letting
very
us down.
Good.
Really letting us down on that whole lion thing.
Well, hopefully they'll get their skills up by the time they reach college, you know.
Count on that 100%.
Where's the criticism of Obama? Clearly, this is just same as it ever was.
Absolutely.
Now, it's if it's your guy, you give him a pass. If it's not your guy, then they are the worst thing on the planet. Move on. Have some consistency. Have you no honor, at least about that? Because I look consistency with something like that as a bit of honor, you know, where you know the person, all right, at least you're being consistent. I don't agree with you, whatever, but at least you're calling foul when you would have with somebody else or giving people a pass. And then I can have a certain degree of respect for you.
I don't disagree. No, not this at all. And you're not going to get that.
No. Well, I feel bad for Jay. Hopefully he's going to be all right. But I'm thinking CBS, I think he might be done.
If he is, that's a sad, sad state that we are in.
I agree, but it's CBS. I mean, these people are progressive. The
company, they sure are. If you watch a lot of the CBS shows, the television shows, and I do frequent a couple, they ram a lot down your throat.
They really do.
I like a number of shows, and a couple of them I've given up because of that. I mean, they go out of their way to ram those talking points right down your throat every episode of the show.
My prediction, within the next 24 to 48 hours, Jay is done. I hope not, because I think it was fun. I actually think it was funny. And one of the funniest things is the look on his face. As he's not angry. He's not like threatening. He just has it's my daughter, and then a kind of a, I have to do this. The look on his face is priceless. And the funny thing is, she's looking up at dad like, my hero
dad.
Type.
My dad.
Kind of like, whatever.
But of course, he's said it 1,000 times.
Right. And then the kid is laughing.
If they've been dating for a year, he's come over, you know, how many, 100 times?
Oh, yeah.
Or more. And they've gone out on a date and gone to movies or whatever. He's probably said the same thing to him.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Forget
it. I'm a gun owner.
Right. Right. I'll be waiting.
By the way, this is the type of guy you want as a father-in-law. This is the type of person you want. You want somebody like that. Now, if they continue to be overbearing as you get to know them and really influencing you or trying to call the shots or whatever, that's trouble. But you want someone who truly cares about their daughter to be involved, and then someone that's willing to joke about something like this. That's who you want.
I agree.
That's the type of dad, your father-in-law, you want. I mean, that's the type you have, right?
Oh, yes.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.